We're talking with our state conservationist, Gary O'Neill. Gary, as we get to the end of the year, interesting year as far as a lot of things going on within the world of conservation. One thing you've worked a lot on, I know, and your folks have worked a lot on, is the concept of soil health. It seems like that's capturing more and more folks' imagination.
Yeah, it sure is, and it just continues to pick up steam, and more people are getting involved with some of the systems and the practices within those systems, and we have some farmers that are kind of setting the stage for this part of the country on what can happen and what some of the benefits from doing some of those practices are. So we're excited about it, and we're seeing a lot of interest in cover crops and crop rotations, things that are good for soil and rebuilding the soil. And we're actually seeing some evidence that we can rebuild some of this stuff quicker than what we thought. So we're excited, and we're trying to make sure that there's some options in some of the financial assistance programs to help get a farmer to that spot. Things like cover crops, no-till, crop rotation are all things that they can participate, a farmer can, through the EQIP program and the stewardship program.
So those are a couple of the programs that are kind of being able to interact quite a bit with the soil health concept.
You bet. And it's there if a farmer wishes. It's a financial incentive that will help offset some of that risk that they take on and also some of the additional costs. So it's there as an option, and we're seeing a lot of farmers that want to look at that. And then others just want technical assistance. You know, what are some of the cover crop mixes that we're seeing? What are some of the successes we're seeing in that? So we're just really thinking this is going to be a huge thing, and how far it's moved in 5 years. We're hoping that the next few years we'll even see exponential gains in the number of these practices being put on the ground.
The you mentioned the EQIP program. How are we doing as far as matching up enough dollars with the applications that are out there and the interest?
Oh, it continues to be a huge backlog of unfunded applications. So we have a lot of demand and interest in that program. Last year we were able to obligate $22 million. But we had a lot more applications that we weren't able to fund. But we're trying to make sure that we get those high-priority applications, and we do that at a local level. A local conservation district helps us establish those priorities, and then we try to utilize those funds to help implement priorities at the local level. But we continue to have a lot of interest in EQIP. It's a popular program. It's one that we can address so many different resource concerns, and it's a program that farmers and ranchers have really had a high interest for in Oklahoma.
You also mentioned the stewardship program. How are we doing? Are we again finding that balance between enough funds and the interest?
Yeah, you know, we made a change last year with the stewardship program. We tweaked it. We're requiring a little more conservation into those programs to get in. We still had a big interest. We were able to enroll about 380,000 acres last year in the program, which is about 450 contracts. So we continue to have a lot of interest. We probably continue need to add some additional enhancements. A farmer that's enrolled and has 5 years in the program can opt and do a renewal. And some of the renewals this year, we had a challenge to find some additional enhancements that they could take on. So I think we need to continue to work on that, add a few more enhancements. But the program continues to be really popular in it. It's getting additional conservation, but it's also providing some payments that help farmers, and especially in tight times where the commodity prices are so low.
You had an opportunity to be kind of an advisor or consultant on this food bank program, helping the folks involved kind of navigate some of the rules and regulations of our commodity, of our farm programs, of the various conservation programs. How do you see, if we get more and more folks involved with the food bank concept of gleaning, how's that going to work out?
Well, I think we kind of piloted it this year, and we wanted to make sure that if a farmer elected to do this, that there wouldn't be any obstacles created with farm bill programs, and I think we've worked through most of that. There's a few issues we still need to look at, but we think that it's a win-win where a farmer can grow covers, put some vegetables in it, still reap the benefits of a cover, but then provide some food for people that have that need. And so we're seeing a lot of interest at the OACD area meetings. We talked about it a lot, and we've heard of different farmers that are interested. And, you know, and you can grow a lot of vegetables in an acre, so we're not talking about a huge amount of acres. So it's something I think will continue to grow and expand.